K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Well, Alex, last week as a coaching group, you would have been really happy with the way the boys went about it, and obviously it was a must win. But today's game presents a challenge that is even more intriguing because Newtown are in red hot form, and it's a great opportunity to actually see where the Swans are at.
Yeah, absolutely. Last week we were super proud of our boys, and we sort of I floated to Nieldy early in the week last week that, oh, this feels like an elimination final, and he just shrugged it off. He's like, no. It's not an elimination final, we've got this. So I think his confidence was very reassuring. But you're right, this week he's mouth-watering. I think you guys use that term. And I've been thinking about it for the last few days. I can wait for today to roll around and just see where our boys are at. And Newtown are flying. They're young, they're quick and fit and fast, and they're playing in a really a system where everyone knows their role. And it's going to be a really exciting challenge for us. So we're up and about.
And obviously, Macca was the head coach here for many years and has moved across to the Swans. Surely that adds a little bit of extra incentive for the playing group today just to get the job done for Damian McMahon.
Yeah, I think so. I think Macca, he's been great at South Bowen, and this year I've got to know him really well. And, from afar, when you're coaching against people, you kind of build, this thing in your head about them because you're trying to, you're coaching against them or whatever. But Macca is one of those guys that just gives everything he has, and I've just loved getting to know him, and I'm learning a fair bit from him as well. So he's just such a giving person, and I think we spoke about it, Nieldy in particular, on Tuesday night about the importance of doing Macca proud, and we want to come here and make sure that we put our best foot forward. And yeah, Macca's someone that we've been thinking about this week because I know what it's like to come back to a club. So we want to do him proud, I suppose.
Yeah. Torch, thanks for joining us. What's it like? Usually we've been talking to you and it's after games and you've been beaten and it's been tough darts at St Albans. What's it like to be on it with a club that you're going in every week going, we're a legitimate chance of winning this game of footy?
Yeah, I don't think I've gone to a game thinking I hope to play well and I hope to win. I think we are a legitimate chance every time we play. So the difference is really just, the amount of depth and talent that we have at this club just gives you so much confidence going into games. Whereas, we're at St Albans, as you know, I inherited a group of boys who weren't quite ready to step up for GFL, and we like to think that we developed them over the years, and they're doing really well now, which is great to see. But yeah, you're right, like coming to South Barwon, it's nice to experience what it's like on the other side and be part of something, and hopefully moving forward we can be part of something really special.
Have you suddenly little dig on Macca saying that, that win by St Albans over Newtown might have actually cost him his job here?
It's really funny. Like, a couple of people mentioned it, that have we spoken about it? We haven't even spoken about it. I think he got us really badly early in that year.
We were goalless.
And then we turned it around completely. So we just haven't spoken about it too much. But, I mean, he even when we didn't kick a goal in that early round last year, he sent me a message and, so he's a quality person, and he's a big guy too, so I'm not going to give him any stick at this stage. So.
The bloke that did all that damage, now is playing AFL, Flynn Young.
Yeah, he is, and I've had a lot to do with Flynn. He was at the Alex Rance Academy with myself, and I tried really, really hard to get into St Albans, but I think he did well. I think two or three games he kicked 9 goals, I think, and got him going in VFL at Werribee, and he had a super year, and it's just great to see him go on with it. So it's really exciting to see from afar how well he's going.
Before I throw you over to Dowlow, can I just ask how your back line will structure up today with no Jack Driver?
Yeah, I think we'll try to play our game. They're really, as you know, a really small team who like to chip the ball around and go really high, and then they get back really quickly. So we're going to have to be on our toes. But, we've all got jobs to do down there, the boys. But, I guess my final message to them was we don't want to be caravanning. We want to make sure we do play our own game and be assertive and squeeze the ground where we can. And they've got a really, they're playing in, like I said earlier, a really organised structure and system where, their players will try to take us to some dead spots, but we'll try not to fall into that and make sure that we take away space from them so they can't chip that ball around and do what they want to do.
Alex, coaching's tough at the best of times as a senior coach. Talk to us a little bit about what you learn about yourself as a coach when you're at St Albans. It probably, has an additional bit of pressure on it when the time that you spent there.
Yeah, I think when you coach, it depends what your experience is so important, and you don't understand that entirely straight away when you step into something. So only now on reflection I can see that, I probably took on a team that was so underdeveloped and not ready for GFL. And I think I did develop a really high level of resilience amongst that playing group, but also myself, to understand that, you know, even though things are hard, we can still turn up and at training and create an environment that is fun to be around and inclusive and one of development. And I think we certainly started to get that right towards the end. You know, the retention of players became a lot easier towards the end because the environment was so really, really great, to be honest. So I learnt a lot. I mean, there's many ways of doing things. You know, you sort of, when you're losing, you're sort of looking everywhere and there's a lot of people coming in trying to give you advice. But, you know, you come into South Bowen, I'm seeing how Neildy goes about it. And, you know, he's got a really good balance between not taking it too serious and having some fun, but also understanding when it's time to train, you know, the intensity needs to be there. So, you know, I think as you go on and you gain more experience, you understand you've got to coach the team in front of you. So what I did at, you know, St Albans won't necessarily be the same as the things I do and talk about here at South Bowen. So you have to understand who's in front of you and what's going on. So, yeah, I'm continuously learning like everyone else, like all the players.
Yep, and you you come across to South Bowen and it's quite a unique coaching lineup now. So you've got Neildy, who's senior coach, Damien, ex-senior coach, yourself, ex-senior coach. What are the learnings that you've been able to have as a collective group? It's obviously a great mix to be able to learn off ex-senior coaches and current senior coaches of the kind.
Yeah, we just support each other, really. We sort of get together and talk about, you know, selection Tuesdays mainly, and we just put our little opinions forward. But Neil is really big on just making sure we focus and concentrate on our lines. So, you know, not to blur anything that was blur the waters in any way. So we just focus on, you know, our six or seven or eight players for that week, or including the reserves, maybe 15 or so players. So when we're doing that, we're able to talk about how we can complement the other lines. So we don't get in each other's way. And Neil is really good at just giving us, you know, a really good opportunity to put our opinions forward, and he embraces that. And so it's been really, really cruisy, to be honest. Like he's, like I said, he's a very laid back kind of person and coach. Even though he, at times he seems intense, I don't think that's the true Mark Neil that we see during the week.
And you've changed those coaching lines around as well throughout the season. That obviously gives the assistant coaches a great opportunity to continue, especially coming back as senior coaches, to be able to impart that to different lines and work on with different players.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started in the mids, and now I've got the backs. And so initially when Mark floated the idea at the beginning of the year, I was like, oh, I'd probably prefer just to take the one line. But now that we're doing it and implementing, I'm not only feeling refreshed and, like, I feel like a school kid learning all over again. So, and you know, you get to build those closer relationships with the players that you're working with. So I think there's a lot of benefit to it. As long as we are communicating constantly about, you know, what we've been teaching, what we've been learning, and, you know, what's going on, those lines of communication are really important when you're swapping lines, etc.
Will you coach again in your own right?
I think so. Like, I've probably been fighting a battle in my mind about that. And this year was all about finding out if I wanted to continue, you know, with football and coaching. And I've enjoyed it. And I can see that there's many ways of doing things. And Neildy's kind of shown me that way and shown a fair bit of confidence in me. So, you know, if the right opportunity came about, I certainly would think about it for sure. Yep.
Just on the approach from Neildy, when it comes, do you go, why is he asking me, who's just come from a club where we've struggled to win a game of footy for 3 years?
Well, I did say no, to be honest, probably two or three times. And then we ended up having a coffee and he just sort of spoke about, I guess, the similar position that he was in after Melbourne. And I think the Bombers went to him and offered him an opportunity. And because football can burn you pretty quickly, you know, if your experience isn't great, it can be really hard to sort of come back. And but he sort of saw something that in me, I think, that he thought I could offer the team and the club. And I've been really grateful for that because I've really enjoyed it. I've embraced it, I think, as much as I could have. And the players have been fantastic as well. Like, I really love working with the players, and they're quite young as well, even though they've, you know, it seems like we've been in the last two grand finals. We're a really young team, and they're really spongy. They want to learn and keep developing like anyone. So it's been great working with them. Really.
And Alex, just thinking about your two different journeys, so your time at St Albans, obviously losing most games over your time and then coming here, you're probably one that can actually put a positive spin on most situations, whereas a coach who's had a lot of success might critique it a little bit better and be more critical, and your eyes will come in and say, well, I'm used to always looking for the positives in a performance, and so I can bring that to the table, you know, and be that person.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think when you do have a background where you, I guess, haven't achieved what you wanted to set out to achieve, it does build different levels of resilience, as we said. And we've had a couple of occasions, particularly early in the year, where we were down with our numbers and injuries were really taking their toll. We'd come into training, but and some of the players would be like a little bit in unfamiliar territory because, you know, they're not really used to losing. But I think just little conversations with players just to reassure, you know, that they're on the right path. It's just a development thing, and if we keep learning and listening and wanting to get better, then we'll get better. So it's just little conversations mainly. But Neil is really good at, you know, you don't really know if we've won or lost coming into training either. So he's, you know, I give him a fair bit of credit in keeping spirits high as well. But mostly it's just, yeah, making sure everyone's in check and happy, and if they've got questions, that we're there for them and do what we can for them to assist their development.
For Inspirations Paint, Grovedale speaking with South Barwon assistant coach Alex Totoro. Now I'll let you go, Torts, but who won the toss of the coin to speak to us after the game? Because Neildy's doing the Harold Holt to get to the netball. Is it you or Macca that's doing the post game, or is it one, if we win, I'm doing it, and if we lose, I'm doing it?
Oh, no, happy for Macca to do it if he wants, and if not, maybe even Wayne Amos.
Oh, Wayne Amos, he's back.
He's back as well, so the great man. So, yeah, any one of those boys I'm sure would be happy. But hopefully it's Macca with a smile on his face.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good luck, Torts.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. Alex Totoro joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to Inspirations Paint, Grovedale. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.